The Creation Message. It restores lives. Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers and editors for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, how is the Creation Message restoring people's lives?
Well, you won't hear much about this from mainstream media, but the message of creation is helping to rebuild the lives of many ex-prisoners. Let me give you an example. We frequently get letters from prison chaplains who thank us for donating material to their libraries. Through our prison ministry, we donate prison packs. They include some of our most popular books and DVDs, booklets and so on, as well as copies of Creation Magazine. Well, here's a portion of one letter from a senior chaplain at a prison in Florida. Quote, "We recently received your valuable donation of materials. Your generosity is a real blessing to the prisoners here who are trying to know and understand their Creator. Only God knows the impact your materials have on the men." He then went on to write, quote, "The public is rarely informed of the success stories of ex-prisoners. The press would have us believe there are none, but praise God, this is not the case. Of the inmates who are devoted to God upon their release, only a small percentage of men return to the system as repeat offenders. In fact, the rate of success in devoted followers is well above any other program offered to the inmates during incarceration." End of quote. Wow, the message of creation, it knows no boundaries.
The Creation Message is becoming one of the hot topics in today's culture wars. Find out more when you go to our website, answersradio.com. Read Ken Ham's free booklet at answersradio.com.